Morning. Today's daf in Gittin is Samech Gimel. Thank Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf as well as Zerch Nishmat Lipik Avriel Bashmuel. We find ourselves at the end of the fifth parak of the Masechta. We're going to finish up the fifth parak right now, and then Mir Hashem starts the sixth parak. We're on the bottom of Samech Beis Amid Aleph, and we are continuing with the discussion of Darchei Shalom. Darchei Shalom is a takana made by the Chachamim to increase societal functioning. And so as a result of that, a number of takanas that were made. So the Mishnah ended off in the fifth parak of the Masechta, talking about just being nice and courteous and helpful to your neighbors. And the Mishnah ends off with a couple of points of extending shalom to people. So we ain koflin shalom la'ove kochavim. We find ourselves at the tail end of the sugya on Samech Beis Amid Aleph, the end of the fifth parak. So let's pick it up where we left off yesterday. You cannot repeat shalom to an oved kochavim. If you take a look at Rashi right here on the spot, so Let's first read the Gemara. So ein koflin shalom l'oved kochavim. Rav Chista makdim v'yayv l'ushlam l'Rav Kahana amar ushlam l'amar. So the Gemara tells a couple of maisim with Amoraim. Rav Chista would make sure that he would say shalom first, and Rav Kahana would say shalom lamar. Peace be upon you. The Rashi points out that lo hayam iskavin lavarcho ela libo hayal rabo. He wasn't actually interested in giving him a bracha. His real intent was for his Rebbe, but in the process of doing so, it looks like he's being nice and courteous to the guy. V'sholem b'shlamam, back to the Gemara, ha'shachzuk me'achzik and sholem b'shlamam mi'baye. So the Gemara says, I'm not quite following. You said just a moment ago that we saw this at the end of yesterday's daf, or the end of yesterday's shir. You said that we can even give them chazaka, meaning if you see somebody working, you can say yeshakoach. So, and meanwhile, the Mishnah then makes a point which doesn't seem to be much of a chiddush, which is sholem b'shlamam. You can inquire about the welfare. So, am Rav Yebelo and Tzurcha lo yom chagam. The Gemara says, I'll tell you chiddush. Chiddush would be, let's say it's their yontif, it's their pagan festivity. They're being Ovid of Arazara. They're very religious on that day. And now, the Brisa says on Yom Chago, on their pagan festival, so you can't go into their house, you can't extend Shalom. It's just, it's not appropriate. And this is the basic problem as described in the beginning of the first parak of Avodah Zarah. Any time that you do a favor for them on Yom Chagam, they're very religious that day, and they're going to thank their God, lowercase g. So and then you'll be in violation of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. We know the Yisur in the Torah Lifnei Iver applies to both Jew and to non-Jew. So a classic example that it's given is if I take Iver Menachai and I hand it to a non-Jew, that's a violation of Lifnei Iver. If I basically give him fodder, if I give him the encouragement to be moda to thank his God, so then I'm going to be an aider and a better in terms of Avodah Zarah. So therefore, on Yom Chagam, on their holiday, don't go in and don't extend shalom to them. The Braisa continues. Matzah b'shuk. Now, what if you don't go into the house, but you know you're out in the street and it's Yom Chagam and you see him and what he's supposed to do? No, still lo b'safa rapa v'kovid rosh. So quietly put your head down, say hello. In other words, still be courteous, but a muted courtesy. Rav Huna Rav Chista aviyasvei chalavazo geniva. Rav Huna Rav Chista were sitting in a long passes Geneva. This should sound familiar. This is not the first time that we've experienced Geneva in the Masechta. Geneva was a Talmid Chacham, but he was controversial. And so Rav Huna and Rav Chista were sitting down, and Geneva passes by. So one says to the other, okay, let's stand for him because he's a Bar Torah, he's a Ben Torah. And the other one says, no, he's troublesome, he makes trouble, he creates machlokas, we shouldn't stand up for him. So when I say he's controversial, I mean that like literally, meaning here he comes passing by, and what ensues? Controversy. Should we stand for him? On one hand, yes. On the other hand, no. Okay, he literally is a controversial figure. So adahachi asu ihu lagabayhu. So now, while they're debating whether they should stand for him or not, so he now comes along. I'm not really sure if they resolved whether they should or they shouldn't stand. Either way, he comes along. Malki. So they say to him, peace be upon you, Malki, our king. Apparently, Geneva, in addition to being controversial, he must have also had some serious political influence. So one can imagine when they're extending this kind of greeting to him. So now he says, "I'm not a melech, I'm not a king, I'm a talmid chacham." Are those terms interchangeable? So So the response is, "Yeah, be melachim imlochu." So the quote from the pasuk from Mishlei. Gemara continues, Amrle Manalach de Kaflina Shamala Malki. So how do you know that you're supposed to do it twice? Because they said when they saw him, Shamalach Malki Malki, Amrlhud, Amrav Yhud, Amrav, Minain Shikoflin Shamala Melech, Shinemar, Varuch Lav Shah Samasi, Rosha Shalishim Begomer. And as pointed out on the side, you gotta read on in the Pasuk in order to get the sense that it's a double greeting. If you look on the side of the Gemara, I don't have a Tanakh in front of me, but it says, "Hashalishim lecha David v'imcha ben Yishai, shalom shalom lecha Amri." So if you read on in that pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, you'll see that the word shalom is extended twice to the king. Amar le'litamar midi. So he says, "Do you want to eat something?" So Amar lehu. So he says to them, "Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav," meaning, You know he's a quarrelsome individual when they're just trying to be nice and polite, and with basically everything they say, he says, no. And in other words, you see that he's a little cantankerous. So, Hachem Rav Yehuda Amarav, also l'adam shitam kloma shitam achla vehemto. No, you're not allowed to eat before you feed the animal. Shenemar, menasati eitza b'tzarecha levemtecha v'hadar v'achalta v'savata. First, the pasuk, second paragraph of Shema. First, the pasuk describes how first you give the food to the animal, and then v'achalta v'savata, and then you're going to eat, and you're going to be satiated. So that's the correct order. So no, I'm not going to eat until my animals are fed. So, Hadron al-Chanizak, and that's the end of the perek, and that is our final encounter in this Masechta with Geneva. We are starting now the sixth perek of the Masechta, and we're back to Gittin. So, In terms of Prakim, there is a discussion. You can see the top Tosus over here in terms of the order of the Prakim. We have this occasionally throughout Chas, where sometimes in the Mishnayos and in the Gemara, there is an exchange of Prakim, meaning nothing's lost. It's just a question of what the correct order is of the Prakim. So you can see the top Tosus, but obviously we're not changing anything. We're gonna learn the Perek as presented here in the Masechta. The sixth Perek is HaOmer Hiskabel Get Zeh LeIshti. Okay, we know, just as a work quick word of introduction before we start the perek, as we move back to the topic of Gittin, so we are back to the discussion of Shlichus as it relates to Gittin, and here's what we already know. And let's just review. When delivering a get, so the delivery of the get could be either in one of two statuses. Either the shliach can be a shliach laholacha, he could be a shliach delivering the get, which means that he was appointed by the husband, or he could be a shliach lekabala, he could be a shliach in order to receive a get, and that means that he could be appointed by the wife. The fundamental difference between shliach laholacha and shliach lekabala is that as a shliach laholacha, he is an agent of the husband, he's an agent of the man. Shliach lekabala means that she's an agent of a woman. So if you follow along the basic distinction between these two types of shlichas, so the first and the most basic difference between the two of them is when exactly is she going to be divorced. So if it's a shliach la'olacha and he hands the get to the shliach la'olacha, so it's still in his hand, not in his physical hand, but in his halachic hand. It's in his domain, because the shliach represents him. So therefore, as long as the get is still in the shliach's hands, so he is not yet a divorced man, she's not yet a divorced woman, and retraction can still come about as long as the get is in the shliach's hands. Once the get has been delivered to the wife, so then obviously no longer. But a shliach la'kabbalah, on the other hand, where she's the one who appoints the shliach, so once the get gets into the shliach's hands, it's tantamount to the get becoming hers, and she now is a divorced woman the moment it enters into her hand. Okay, this is the basic difference between a shliach l'alacha and a shliach l'kabbalah. The Rambam, it's important to point it out, it's... You're not going to find absolute evidence for this in the Gemara, but the Rambam says there's another very basic distinction between a Shlech L'Halacha and a Shlech L'Kabbalah, and that is Edim. When a man sets up a Shlech L'Halacha, so he does not have to have a Minu HaShlech, the appointment of the Shlech does not have to come about through Edim. In other words, it's what we would call a regular Shlechus. A regular Shlech, whenever I set up an agent, I don't need witnesses to set up an agent, meaning I just simply say, hey, I need somebody to serve as me. I need representation. Would you serve as me? So, and you don't have to do it in front of Edom. It's not a, you don't need a formal process to do so. Masha Inkin, the Rambam says, when the woman is appointing a shliach l'kabbalah, that minui shliach has to be done in front of Edom. In terms of why that's the case, Rambam's not particularly clear in terms of why, but the Rambam says that's a very basic difference between a shliach l'halacha versus a shliach l'kabbalah, whether the shlichus itself, the minui shlichus, the appointment, has to be done in front of Edom. Another basic difference according to the Rambam. With all that stated, now let's begin the Mishnah. Homer is
Kabbalah. Get to the woman.
Yeah.
Then you need Edom.
Yes, correct.
Enachinam.
Could be.
Also has to have Edom because immediately she becomes Megurish.
Okay. In other words, she'll be right. She'll be the woman. But I okay. Okay. We could discuss it further. But I hear you. Haomer is Kabbalah Gezel Ishti, Zeholech Gezel Ishti. I'm sorry, Holech Gezel Ishti. So let's say he says the following. He's meaning the husband. So the husband says, I want you to deliver this get to my wife. Or, okay, let me be clear in the language. He's Kabbalah Gezel Ishti. I want you to accept this for my wife. Or, Holech Gezel Ishti. I want you to deliver this get to my wife. Okay. Basically, it doesn't really matter what the language is, and the Gemara is going to make that point later on. Basically, whatever language he uses, the shliach can only become one kind of shliach, and that is a shliach halacha. And it's obvious, because it's the husband appointing this man. The husband cannot appoint this man, and this man becomes something else. By definition, it's going to be a shliach halacha. So, imratz alachzor, and I know that because look at the next line of the Mishnah. Imratz alachzor yachzor. The husband can retract because the shliach is, and he only is, a shliach halacha, and he's nothing else other than a shliach halacha, despite the language that he uses. Meaning, think about the first language used in the Mishnah. His kabel. His kabel means, I want you to accept this on her behalf. It's not really true. He can't accept on her behalf. The most he could do, which is what he can do, is deliver it on behalf of the husband. That's all he can do. So despite the fact that he uses the word hiskabel, still the chiddush of the Mishnah is, it will work as a shliach, but nothing more than a shliach laholacha. Why can't the shliach laholacha accept it on behalf of the wife? Meaning zachen la'adam shalab b'fanav. So Rashi over here points out because the get. I'm setting myself up for the answer. So because the get is not a zechus. You take a look at the Rashi. The Rashi on the top line of the Amud. Yachzor the get chov hula v'ein chav la'adam elamidato le'asos lo shech lechavaso. Because the get by definition is not a zechus. Now obviously there is some zechus to the get. The marriage is not working and they need a divorce and. And under certain circumstances, mitzvah to do so. All that's true, but when ultimately, when the day's over, so it's not all good. She loses support. She loses. She loses a house. In other words, there is an inherent chov to the get, and so therefore, he can't give it to somebody to be zocha on behalf of his wife. It's not a zchus. It's not an absolute zchus.
That he thinks that the Yavama is not good for her, that it's better to be a get.
Okay, but again, there could be some positive benefits to it, but it's not all positive. So if it's, meaning you're right, in other words, you can construct scenarios where there's another good element to it and there's another good element to it, but in order for something to be zechus, it has to be 100% good. And by a get, by definition, it can be. Okay, there is a discussion, off the daf. What if she says, what if the woman says, it's nothing but zechus for me? I, in other words, this marriage was so horrific, so terrible. The only way to view this get is only zechus. So under those circumstances, can we look at the get differently? Can we say in this case it's a zechus? A discussion amongst the Rishonim. Let's go on in the Gemara. Im ratzalach v'yachzor. Ha'isha, third line of the Mishnah. Ha'isha sh'amreis kabbalah giti. The woman says, I want you to accept this get on my behalf. So in other words, she's appointing a shliach. How is she appointing a shliach? The answer is through, I'm sorry. Let me set that up again. What kind of shliach is she appointing? She's appointing a shliach lekabbalah. So ratzal lachzor lo yachzor. So now that shliach who's receiving the get on her behalf, appointed by her. So that means that shliach is basically her, an extension of her. The moment the get gets into the hands of the shliach, she is now a divorced woman. Therefore, no retraction can be done. The moment the husband hands the get to her shliach, that's it. There can be no retraction. Lefichach imam lo habal yafshishi tiskabbalah. So let's say the husband looks at her shliach and says, look, I'm not handing it to you in your current form right now. You're right now a shliach lekabbalah for whatever reason. I'm trying to think of a motivation why the husband would do this, but and I can't come up with one off the top of my head.
Maybe change one.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Right. So he, look, in your current state right now, you're a shliach lekabbalah. I'm not giving it to you as a shliach lekabbalah. I'll tell you what, though. If you're interested, okay, so cancel that. Now, if you're interested, I am interested in giving to you as a shliach lehalacha. So if you're ready to take it as a shliach lehalacha, would you be ready to take it? So the Mishnah says you could do that. And now, imratza lachzor yachzor. So now, at this point in time, now that he changed the construction of what the shliach was a shliach lekabbalah. Now the shliach is a shliach lehalacha. So at this point in time, if he wants to rescind, he may do so. Retraction is allowed because the shliach is a shliach lehalacha.
He's not correct.
In other words, he's saying I'm just simply not accepting you as a shliach lekabbalah. It's just a rejection. That's all.
But he's designating as his own agent. He said, "Forget about your other status. I'm designating as my own agent. I'm giving you
he doesn't,
my agent."
He doesn't have to give it to the man. I gave away the Gemara later on because we'll discuss it later. But he doesn't have to give it to the man who is designated as her shliach. In other words, he's there to receive it as her shliach, but he doesn't have to give it to her. And he says to the man, "Look, I'm just not interested as you being the shliach lekabbalah." Okay, done. Next order of business. Would you be interested in being my shliach? So okay, in other words, it's just simply rejection of one, and now
why can't he accept and then give it one hand to the other hand to himself because he's a shliach? The left hand kabbalah at the same time.
He can't be both. He can't be both. In other words, when you. You can't be. You're either a shliach of one or another. It's not called schizophrenia, but that's like, in other words, you can't represent two people. You can only represent one person.
But the wife was first and he accepted.
So he didn't accept. That's exactly the point. In other words, when the husband saw the shliach, he said, "No, I'm not giving to you as the shliach lekabbalah." Now, are you interested in being a shliach lekabbalah? Now the man, of course, could say, "No, I'm not interested in that." And then we would move on. The Mishnah's point is that as long as a man is interested, willing to move to the other side, to move to the other team, so he could do that. And that's exactly the point of the Mishnah.
As my brother says, it could be a takola. The wife doesn't know that. She will think she's
doing this. Okay, and Achinami. Again, the Mishnah's point over here is just simply that it could happen, where a person can switch teams from being the Shliach LeKabbalah to the Shliach LeHalacha. Okay, you...
Not the other way.
Well, no, I wouldn't assume. Well,
not all left to Kabbalah.
Well, it's a pragmatic issue. Meaning, what is she going to say to the shliach now? In other words, in order for her to meet the shliach is already going to have the get in tow.
Right.
Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Af Omer is totally giti imratza lachzor lo yachzor. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he's going to add one more language, and that is tol ligiti, take the get for me. So now, if she uses that language, imratza lachzor lo yachzor, that successfully appoints the shliach as a shliach lekabbalah, which means that once the get gets into the hands of the shliach, there can be no retraction. Okay, ad kan divrei ha-mishnah. So basically what the Mishnah has introduced us to is the idea that there's a shliach lehalacha, which is appointed by the husband. There's a shliach lekabbalah, which is appointed by the wife. The difference being who they are representing. And then the chiddush in the middle of the Mishnah is that a shliach can, if he wants to, change sides from being a shliach lekabbalah to being a shliach lehalacha. Okay, and then the point of Rosh Hashanah Gamliel we're going to be discussing later in the Gemara. So let's start with the Gemara right away. Amalei Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Avi, Rav Ashi, Taima de Lo Shavisi, Ihi Shliach LeKabbalah. What the two languages that were used in the Mishnah. You look back in the Mishnah, you'll see one language is Hiskabel get zeh li'ishti, and the second language is Holech get zeh li'ishti. Now, in those wordings in the Mishnah, who was the one who made the appointment? The husband. In other words, those first two terms in the Mishnah are used specifically by the husband. Hashivisi ihi shliach lekabala. Now let's consider. Same exact wording, but instead of the husband appointing, it's the wife appointing with those wording. Ratz alachzor lo yachzor. Now, what would be clear then is that if the wife made the appointment of a shliach using the language of either his kabbal or holech, so that means then that that appointment serves as a shliach kabbalah. Once the get gets into the hands of the shliach, so that's it. No retraction can be done anymore. We really have said, all we did was just make a simple diuk in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, got you. Shema mina holech kizichi dami. So now, of those two terms that were used in the Mishnah, one of them was holech. Now the word holech literally means send, deliver, right, give it. So, now, even though the term that's used is holech, how is holech to be understood? Well, if the husband uses the word holech to hishliach, well, by definition, to shliach leholacha, meaning the term and the function work out perfectly. It's a perfect match. I want you to deliver this get to my wife. And if the shliach was pointed by the husband, so that shliach is a shliach leholacha. But consider what the Gemara is considering right now. The wife is appointing the shliach. She uses the term holech. And it sounds like from the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah doesn't say it, we made a diuk in the Mishnah, that once the get arrives in the hands of the shliach, it works. So how do we understand holech in that scenario? Holech must mean, I want you to be zocha on my behalf. And this was the discussion we had back at the first parak of the Masechta, in terms of whether holech is to be understood as zechi or no. Holech means deliver, and it will not be theirs until it's actually delivered. Now, in the first paragraph, we discussed in the context of, if I give a gift to somebody and I say, give this gift to so-and-so. So, was that a zechus, the moment I put in the shliach's hand, or no? It's not going to be his until it's actually delivered to him. That was the question we discussed in the first parak. We're opening up the question one more time here in the beginning of the sixth parak. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, let's reject. Let's say that the word holech is not zechi. And really what the Mishnah is doing over here is telling us the chiddush with the word hiskabel. Because think about it. The husband, what is he saying, hiskabel? I want you to receive this on behalf of the wife. He can't receive it on behalf of the wife. And so therefore, one might have argued that if he used the word hiskabel, it simply will not and never will be a get. Because he can't make the shliach a shliach a kabbalah. And what is now this man, who is not his shliach, is delivering a get, who is not her shliach, so therefore it's not a get. By definition, it's not a get. So kamash malan. So that's the entire chiddush of the Mishnah. Hiskabel v'holech kamar. So that when he said the word hiskabel, the way to understand hiskabel from the standpoint of the husband is accept the get and deliver it on my behalf. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. And don't bring me a proof from our Mishnah that the word holech is meant as a zchus. Tanam, we're going to quote the Mishnah one more time. So the wife who says, I want you to receive this get on my behalf. Meaning, she's appointing a shliach lekabbalah. So, at that point, once the get gets into the hands of the shliach, there can be no retraction done. So, my love, loshna kabbalah, loshna olacha. And wouldn't it be true whether it was a shliach lekabbalah, shliach leolacha? No, a kabbalah. So the Gemara answers very simply, no. The word holech only is effective when used for the kabbalah. Tashma, the Gemara says, come in here. Lefichach im amr lo ha-ba'al e'ef shishitis kabbalah, ela holech v'tein la imratza lachzor yachzor. Remember the case in the Mishnah where the shliach was set up as a shliach kabbalah. When he got to the husband says, not interested. I don't want you to be a shlech kabbalah. But if you're interested, I'd like you to be a shlech halacha. And if you're interested, you're going to deliver, using the word holech, you're going to deliver the get to my wife. So now, once the get gets into the hands of the shliach, because now the shliach has been changed to a shlech halacha, the husband has the ability to retract. Taima da amar efshi. Now, it's because the husband said efshi. Ha lo amar efshi, imrat salachza lo yachzer. So now, if he didn't say efshi, and he kept the shliach as a shliach kabbalah, and he handed it to the shliach using the word holech, that's it. That means holech will be serving as kizichi. It's like, I want you to be zoch on her behalf, and it works. Shmamina holech kizichi dami. So the Gemara is. The Gemara is making a diuk in the Mishnah. Meaning, had you not said a yefshi, the Mishnah is talking about a case where he says a yefshi. But had he not said a yefshi, and he handed it to the shliach, and he used the word holech, it would work, and it would be effective immediately. And to which the Gemara now is saying, so if that's true, that seems to be a raya that the word holech is kizchi. And Dilma, the Gemara says, well, maybe behelech. Maybe the way to understand the Mishnah is not the word holech, but helech. Helech is more what you would say in English, here. Right, like it's yours. Holech is more of a instruction of deliver, to go. So the Gemara is now saying that maybe the entire Mishnah is not formulated. I'm not sure if the Gemara is now actually changing the text of the Mishnah or just simply reinterpreting the Mishnah. Either way, but it could be that our Mishnah is not serving as a raya because maybe the Mishnah is meant under the guise of helech, not holech. And so therefore, let's leave the question unresolved, not because we want to, but because we don't have definitive proof from our Mishnah in terms of how to understand the word holech. Okay, so again, it's a question that we opened up in the first paragraph, or a question we reintroduced over here, how to properly understand the word, the term holech. Is it kizichi? Is it like saying, here, acquired on her behalf? Okay.
Let's say that any shaliach that's sent from the wife has to be for Kabbalah, and any...
Yeah, and it's a simple way to say it. But according to the Rambam, also just remember that for her appointment to the shliach to be successful, that has to be done in front of Eidim, as opposed to the man when he points a shliach, doesn't have to be done through Eidim. Okay, next pshita. We are in the middle of Samech Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara says, here's what I think is obvious: Ish havishlech lalacha shekein bal molech get lishto. I think that when the husband appoints a shliach la'olacha, so it can be a man. Because, think about it, representation. Meaning, what is the shliach doing? I'm in place of the husband. Now, the husband is obviously the one delivering the get, giving the get. So a shliach could be a man. Gemara says, pasha. That's obvious. And let's make one more obvious statement. V'isha havi shliach la'kabbalah. Shekein isha mikabelas gita miyad bala. And in terms of a shliach la'kabbalah, a woman could serve as a shliach la'kabbalah. Because who's she receiving on behalf of? Another woman. So in other words, the nature of the shliach, think about it, it's very obvious what the Gemara is saying, but it's also pretty insightful. In that, basically, when I seek representation, I'm going to seek somebody who basically is, I'm going to use the word like-minded, but it's more than like-minded. Like-bodied. In other words, somebody who can do the same thing I can do. I want to receive the get, so I'm going to send somebody who is also in a position where they themselves can receive a get. So, and the from the husband's perspective, I'm going to be giving the get. So I'm going to appoint a shliach who also can deliver a get as well, meaning another man. So that, the Gemara says, so those are your obvious points. Then the Gemara says, and that obviously is not up for discussion. But I will tell you, just give me a second, I will tell you what's up for discussion. That's the following. Ish lekabbalah ve'isha la'olacha mai. However, can the husband point a woman to be a shliach la'olacha? Can the man... What did I say correctly? No. Let me. Sorry, I just started listening to myself. Okay, I should do it more often. So, can the man appoint a woman la'olacha? Can the woman appoint a man la'kabbalah? The Gemara says those are good questions, and let's see if we can resolve these questions. Tashma, ha'omer hiskaba gezel liishti, oholach gezel liishti, imrat alachzor yachzor. So we turn to our Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that the husband appoints a person, right? Let's leave him right now. Amorphous. So a husband appoints a person to deliver a get so he can retract. Ha'isha she'amreis kabali giti imratz alachzor lo yachzor. So my lav bechad shliach. Now, although the Mishnah delivered two cases, can we not make an argument that it's two cases, but whatever the neutrality is of that shliach, isn't it the same? So you want it to be a man? It's going to be a man in both cases, which means that the woman can appoint a shliach, a man, as a shliach kabbalah. If you want it to be a woman, so it'll be a woman in both cases. But that would then we can conclude that the husband can appoint a woman as a shliach halacha. Ushma mina kasha lekabbalah kasha halacha. And the Gemara says, and because we can view those two cases of the Mishnah as one, as dealing with one person, so basically now we can make the argument that that one gender will be good for both sides of the shliach. So the Gemara says, "Lo b'shnei shluchin." The Gemara says, "Not a definitive proof, because it could be two different cases dealing with two different people as a shliachim." Tashma, the Gemara says, "Well, consider the following: Lefichach imam aloha bali yafshi shitis kabbalah ela holach v'tein la imratz alachzor yachzor." So the Gemara says, "Here's a very good proof. What happened in the middle of the Mishnah? We changed the role of the shliach. I'm not going to give this to you as a shliach kabbalah, but now if you are interested, obviously dealing with the same person, if you are interested, so then I'll change you to a shliach halacha. V'ha hacha decha shliachu v'shma mina kashal kabbalah kashal halacha pashut mina." I'm sorry. So right now we have definitive proof that one person can serve as both the shliach kabbalah and the shliach halacha. Okay. And now the next part of the discussion, the Gemara, is, well, which one? Is it the man who could serve as both? Or is it the woman who could serve as both? We know that's one of the two, at least. Which one? So, Pashamina Isha Vishlech Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what now I think is absolutely definitive and super clear. The man can serve both as the Shlech Laolacha and the Shlech Kabbalah. And how do I know that? Shekein Av Mekaba Get Libito Ketana Isha. I'm sorry, Ketana. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because it's precedented. We do have a precedent where the husband is going to be a man is going to be accepting again on behalf of a woman. When would that be? When would the Torah acknowledge that? In the case of a father and his minor daughter. We know that the father has the right to marry off his minor daughter. Even though the minor daughter doesn't have das, the father is going to provide that das for his daughter. And now, if the marriage doesn't work, and a get is going to be issued, so the father can receive it on behalf of the daughter. So at least now we have a precedent where a man could be accepting a get on behalf of a woman. So now the Gemara says that, so we at least we have that much concluded. That a man could serve both as a shliach halacha, which was obvious, and now the chiddush is even as a shliach kabbalah. But now let's go in the other direction. What about a woman? Can a woman serve as a shliach halacha? Ish halacha ti ba'ilach amar. I'm sorry, my amar of Mari Tashma afanashim sheim nemaz lamar meis bala nemaz lavis gita. So the Gemara says, I think I know the answer based on a mission that we did earlier in the Masechta. We talked in parak number 1 and number 2 in Masechta Gittin of befanei nechtav, the delivery of a get. And as long as you say the four words of Befanei Nechtam, you have now validated the get. You are Mekayim the get. And the Gemara said that normally there are a group of women, five altogether, who were not normally believed and entrusted, that they're always in the best interest of this woman. Go, I'm not going to review right now who all these five women are, but they're not in her best interest. They are allowed to deliver the get to the woman. Now, all there in the first parak and the second parak, the delivery of the get is done by whom? A shliach laholacha. And what's clear from that mission over there is that these five women are allowed to deliver. So what have we just stated? The sense we just basically constructed are a woman can deliver as a shliach laolacha. V'asam olacha hi. So Amar Avashi Misefa Nami Ishma Minam. Diktani Sefa, the Gemara says, and I'll tell you what, if you go back to that Mishnah, you look at that Mishnah once again, you will see that we can conclude Ha'isha Atzma Mevias Gita. A woman herself can deliver her own get. Now, we already point out in the beginning of the Masechta that's so unusual. What is a woman doing delivering her own get? But despite how unusual it is, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a woman can be delivering her own get. Now, when she's delivering her own get, what role is she serving as a deliverer? She is a shliach halacha, and she's obviously a woman. Now, obviously, she's a shliach halacha. Shema minah. So the Gemara says, okay, even though it's not pshita, it's not obvious, but the Gemara concludes that a man can serve as a shliach la'olacha and a shliach la'kabbalah, and a woman can serve as a shliach la'kabbalah and a shliach la'olacha. So the Gemara says that's the conclusion, even though we started off with that, it's not so pashut, but the Gemara says, but we couldn't conclude. Itmar. Starting now the next sugya, and haveli giti, v'ishtecha amra hiskabali giti, Vihu Amar Helech Kamasha Amra. A complex case that the Gemara is going to be dealing now with really for almost the next Amud. And that is the following. Here comes the instructions. The woman says, Haveli Giti, I want you to bring me my get. So she now is setting up a shliach. Now here's where it gets a little bit tricky. Okay, now she's setting up the shliach as what? As somebody to bring the get to me. Okay. Now, is it shliach la'olacha? No, because it's not the husband appointing the shliach. Is it a shliach la'kabbalah? Also no, because she didn't say accept the get for me. His kabbal. Okay, so it's this shliach that we're discussing right now is neither shliach la'olacha or shliach la'kabbalah. So, that's the obvious question, and I'm going to give the obvious answer. If it's not talking about a shliach la'olacha, and it's not talking about a shliach la'kabbalah, so what is it talking about? Right. So what we're going to introduce ourselves to now is that there's really a third option, and that is a shliach le'hava'a, meaning that the woman is appointing the shliach, but the role of the shliach is really a courier, meaning that I want you to go and get the get and deliver to me and bring it to me. So basically what she's demanding from the shliach is to serve as a courier. At which point in time the get will only be hers once it gets into her hand. Okay.
So that's the same as halacha.
But with one very important difference. She's the one doing the appointment. Yeah.
But I think it doesn't affect the divorce. When she gets in her hands, she's not divorced, no?
She will be divorced.
She will be divorced.
So the...
to the Rav, it says even once she...
Well, only for the reason we're about to articulate. In other words, over here, it's going to be complicated by a series of misunderstandings, which we're about to explicate. But before doing so, just all we're doing right now is just understanding and presenting what exactly she's saying over here when her instruction is Haveli Giti, bring me my get. It's not a shliach la'olacha, it's not a shliach la'kabbalah. It's what we're introducing now is almost like a third category, a shliach la'hava. She is basically appointing a courier to deliver the get to her. And the get will be hers. Haveli giti. V'ishtecha amra hiskaba legiti. Now, when this courier gets over to the husband, so what does he do? Miscommunicates. Because that's basically what we're pretty good at as human beings. The communication was not properly given. And he, the courier, says, I'm going to receive it on her behalf. Now, he wasn't appointed as a shliach la'kabbalah. And so now, as the husband is handing it over to the shliach, he's thinking, the moment it gets into his hands, it's going to be her get. V'hu amar, now what's the husband's statement on all this? Helech kamasha amra, whatever she said. Meaning, I'm going to do whatever she said. But remember now, what he was given was misinformation. He didn't know, the husband didn't know what she actually said. All he knows what she said is what was reported by the shliach, and the shliach did not do a good job reporting what the woman actually said. Now, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Baravu, Amar Rava Filu Gigit Liyada, Einu Megureshes. And so now, the Gemara says on this case, on this specific case, the get will never be a good get, even when the get gets into her hands. Shema mina adibur didei kasamech. So the Gemara says now, on this very issue, so the question becomes the following question. There obviously was misinformation given over here. The shliach did not properly identify and represent himself to what he actually was. He was supposed to be a courier. He was supposed to be a shliach lahava, to deliver the get. He was appointed by the woman, but not as a shliach lekabbalah, but a shliach lahava. So that's what he was. And, excuse me, and now as he presented himself to the husband, so the husband said, whatever she said. That was the husband's line. And then he handed the get to her. And now the Gemara says, once the get gets to her hand, it's never going to be get, never, never, never. And so the question becomes the following question. Whose words are we really being reliant upon over here? Let's take a look at Rashi together. Shema Mina. Shema Mina, Rashi writes, demanda Mashiach Helech Masha Amra Mishalech Ra Adibur Didei Samech Adaita de Dibur de Shliach Kamar. Meaning the husband was really trusting more than anything else the words of the Shliach. Hai Helech Masha Amra de Mehemta Li de Shliach Le Kabbalah At. So when the husband delivered it to the Shliach, he thought that he was giving it to her, I'm sorry, giving it to the Shliach as the Shliach Le Kabbalah. Hilkach Eina Megareshes. At this point in time now, the gerushin will never work. Why? Rashi writes, "Dichi yahiv bal nihalei adaita deshliach kabbalas yahiv nihalei." Because keep in mind, as he's handing it to the shliach, he's thinking, right now is the time where we're effectuating the get. Not later, right now. V'lav adaita do'olacha v'shliach kabbalah lo have. Now, is he actually a shliach kabbalah? No. The answer, of course, is no. So when the husband is giving it to the hands of the shliach, he's thinking, this is the delivery of the get right now. Mm-hmm. Because he's being reliant on the information that the shliach is giving to him. And meanwhile, it's not true. V'tif shomina b'aydi b'aylam b'bab mitziah b'asocher sa'omnim adibor d'shliach samech. Now, as Rashi points out, this is another general question which the Gemara asks elsewhere. Rashi quotes the Gemara b'bab mitziah, where, when being delivered misinformation from a shliach, are you actually relying on the shliach's words? Or basically, no. You're really being reliant on whatever she said. Even if you don't exactly know what she says, but whatever she says, that's the way I want to deliver the shliach. That's the way I want to deliver the get. By virtue of the fact that in this particular case, the woman sent the get, the shliach is shliach lava, as a courier. When the shliach got to the husband, he says, "Hi, I'm a shliach lekabbalah." And the husband now hands it to her with that thought. And Rav Nachman says, under these circumstances, he quotes Rav, it's not going to work. So you see that really the husband was being reliant on the information that he was providing. He's thinking, I'm handing it to the shliach now, as the shliach lekabbalah. It's right now and only right now that the get is being effectuated. But the truth of the matter is, it's not so. And even when the get gets to her hands, and even when the get's being delivered to her, it's not going to be a good get. So we can now conclude, says the Gemara, as the discussion in Bab Metziah, that really we're being reliant, that the man is really being reliant on the information, even though it's misinformation, on the information that the shliach is giving to him.
Why? Actually, what happens? The shliach abrogated his shlichus.
Oh, wait. Oh, very good. So we're going to get to that. So Amar Rav Ashi Achi Ashta. So Rav Ashi says, not so fast. The Gemara says, you know, let's say we would have constructed the case in the following scenario. His Kabbalah Giti v'ishtech Amra Haveli Giti. Let's construct a different scenario where she says, I want you to accept the get on my behalf. Meaning she appointed the shliach as a shliach Kabbalah. And Amra, now when he's quoting the wife, he's misquoting her and he's saying, Haveli Giti, I'm going to be serving as a courier. She set me up as a shliach lehava'a, to deliver the get, but of course the get's not going to be hers until it gets into her hand. So once again, now he misrepresented. V'hu amar helach kemash amra. And the husband says, whatever she says. V'amrav nachman amarav abarav u'amarav kevin she yiget liyado megurashes. And if once the get gets into his hand, so then the gerushin is going to be a good gerushin. Ama adibur didahu dekasamech. So there, we could have conclusively said that he's being reliant on whatever she said, even though he was provided misinformation. But because he said whatever she says, and she actually said, Ashlech LeKabbalah, so that it's going to be good. Meaning, if the case would have resulted in a good gerushin, so then I could have said, proof positive. Meaning, yes, we could have concluded. Inami, or the Gemara says, liada adibor dide kasamech. Or maybe you want to tell me that the get's going to be a good get, meaning in the case we just went over. The get's going to be a good get when it gets into her hands. So the so then that means that we're really, that the husband was being really being reliant on what the shliach told him, that it was a shliach lava. Elahacha mishum de akre shliach lishlichusei legamre hu de amr shliach lekabala havina lo lach lo havina. But over here, you can't take anything away from our case that we're describing, because in the case that we're describing, the get is not a good get. Meaning Rav is of the opinion that the get's not good. So over here, it may have nothing to do with who is the husband being reliant on. Is he being reliant on the misinformation given to him by the shliach, or is he being reliant on the actual information that was given by the wife? The Gemara says, over here, we can't even address that question, because over here, what was the conclusion? It's not a good get. Do you know why it's not a good get? Because I'm just going to repeat the line of the Gemara. Because akre shliach l'shichusei legamrei. Because over here, what the shliach is doing is basically uprooting his shlichus. He was appointed as one type of agency, and he's rejecting that and replacing it with another type of agency. And that's why the get's not a good get. Having nothing to do with who's the husband being reliant on. The misinformation given, or the actual information that was given by the wife. So the Gemara says, so really our case cannot speak to the question that is addressed in Bava Metzia. I'm Ravuna Barchia Tashma Homer Iskaba Gezelishti. Oholech Gezelishti. We go back to our Mishnah again. And in our Mishnah, what was the scenario? The husband appoints a Shlech Lolacha. Deliver this get to my wife, or deliver this get to my wife. Ratza Lachzu Yachzu. So he can retract at any point in time he wants. Time of the Ratza. Hala Ratza have a get. So, but otherwise it's not going to be a good get. Va'amai Habal Labar Shavi Shlech Lekabalahu. So the Gemara says, now what? Now, in the language of the Mishnah, as we already pointed out once before, but let's point that out again, the language of Hiskabel is all wrong. The husband can't appoint a shliach la'olacha using the word Hiskabel. What are we doing with the word Hiskabel? We're reinterpreting the word Hiskabel. What we're saying is, look, we know what he wants. He wants to be Megarish's wife. And even though he uses the word Hiskabel, but we're just going to massage the language a little bit. He meant deliver. Of course, that's what he meant. What else did he mean? So hachanami kevin shenasan ein of legarsha meimar amar tigarish kol hecha demegarsha. So the Gemara says, so over here also, look, it's true the shliach came, and it's true that the shliach presented misinformation, right? He appointed the shliach, she appointed the shliach as the shliach lahava, to deliver the get to her as a courier. And the shliach comes in, the shliach says, hi, I'm a shliach lekabala, which is not true. And Rav says it's not going to be good, and it's never going to be good. Why can't we, just like in the Mishnah, we reinterpreted his words so that it makes sense, because we know he wants a divorce. So over here, why can't we do the same thing? In other words, okay, so he didn't say it perfectly. Fine, but shouldn't it just be good? We know what everyone wants, basically. Hachi hashta. The Gemara says, let's not compare the two cases. Hasam adam yadea, shein shlichus hakabala, v'gamar v'nasan l'shem halacha. But hachatai. In the case of the Mishnah, we have the right, we have the entitlement to quote-unquote massage his words. Because we know, he's delivering the get to a shliach. There's only one thing the shliach can be, and that's a shliach la'olach. The shliach can't be anything else. So there, he did say the word hiskaba. But what else could he have meant? The only thing he could have meant was the shliach la'olach. Masha ain't came over here. Over here, the shliach actually can be a shliach la'kabala, a shliach la'hava'a, meaning there are different roles that the shliach could take on. So over here, it's a real taus, it's a real mistake. Amar Rav Tashma. The Gemara says, let's consider the following. Ketana Shama Iskabala Giti, Eino Get, Ashi Agi Get Liyada. A minor who sets up a shliach in order to receive a get. Okay? It's a most unfortunate situation where a minor is basically, a minor girl is asking for a get, but she does, and she appoints a shliach. The appointment is not going to be a good appointment, and the get will only be a get until once and only when it gets into her hand. Now, here, the get is going to be a good get once it gets in her hands. So the Gemara says, now, this shliach was not set up as a shliach la'olacha, why would the get work? Ela Amrinan, Kevin Shanasan, Einav Legarsha. By the way, I'm sorry, before I get to the Gemara's answer, an important point which should be obvious, why can't the Katana make a shliach?
does.
Right, because she's a katana. Meaning, the question and the answer are one and the same. Mm-hmm. As a katana, she can't appoint a shliach. So, because she can't appoint a shliach, so this shliach obviously can't represent her. The only thing the shliach can do is represent him. And that's exactly the point. That even though she instructed the shliach, but the understanding is that the shliach is going to be his shliach. So once again, over there, we know what the result is, and it's just now a question of when he's delivering the get into the hand of the shliach. So what we're basically doing is understanding, hey, this shliach can't be hers because she's a katana, it can only be his, and so you know what? We're going to make it work that way because it's understood that that's how it works. And again, we get back to our case where she sets up the shliach as a shliach hava and he misrepresents himself. But who cares? Meaning, you know, everyone knows what's going to happen. It's a get. So who cares? So again, the Gemara makes the same basic distinction. And again, the Gemara makes the same basic distinction because, look, in the case of a man married to a katana, we know he can't serve as a shliach as a minor. The only thing he could do is serve as a shliach of the husband. So there, we are able to, quote-unquote, massage the language a little bit because there's no other alternative. Here, however, when the woman appoints the shliach, there is an alternative, meaning the shliach could be a shliach lahava, and therefore, if he himself, the shliach, misrepresents himself, the get is not going to be a good get. Okay, we'll pause over here. We're in the middle of this discussion. Okay, let's just quickly recap. Finished today the end of the fifth perek, talking about giving shalom to Ovdei Kochavim because of Darchei Shalom. Started the sixth parak today, introducing ourselves to the ideas of Shlech HaOlacha, Shlech HaKabbalah. Obviously, not the same 2 points made by the Gemara. The word Holech, is it like saying Zachi? Gemara once again leaves that question, opens the question, but leaves the question unresolved. Issue number 2 we saw today in the Gemara, can a woman serve as a Shlech HaOlacha? And can a man serve as a Shlech HaKabbalah? The answer is yes on both of those. And then the Gemara now introduced us to a third category, a woman appointing a shliach as a shliach lehava'a, to bring the get to her, but not to receive the get on her behalf. And then we are discussing, now in the middle of discussing, what if when the shliach lehava'a goes over to the husband and misrepresents himself as a shliach lekabbalah? Is that going to be a good get, yes or no? Rav is of the opinion, no, it's not going to be a good get. And even when the get gets to her hand, it's still not going to be a good get. What about all the cases where we, quote-unquote, massage the language? So the Gemara is making distinctions between those cases and this particular case over here. It's a ta'us, and therefore it doesn't work.